Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this...
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow. The 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause this time, it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, that you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five.
Yeah, I just did that. I just did the whole intro on mute. I was all proud of myself. I hit the fade right at the right moment. So welcome, everybody. It's 9 p.m. on Wednesday, and you're back with us again from our secret bunkers and locations on the East Coast in the headquarters of Team DDP Yoga for DDP Radio. Your hosts, Robert and Sparky, are here coming at you. DDP is on a plane to Mexico to see you guys. So don't be too disappointed, because if you're listening tonight and partying with him tomorrow, this is a great warm-up for it. What's going on, Robert?
Oh, not much, man. Just listening to your magic intro there and the how impressed you are with yourself. That's a good way to start off a show, really.
This is a super way to start off the show. On mute, which probably a lot of the listeners prefer to have me on, but that's okay. You still have to hear my voice, because when Dallas isn't here, you get Robert and I. It's a package deal. The bromance continues yet another week.
Yeah, and, you know, for better or for worse, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people really want Dallas, but, you know, sometimes you get what you get.
Yeah, exactly. And we're in his bag of tricks, so. I'm going to throw this out here quick, because Robert updated us here. We already have callers on the line, which is awesome for us on a community show. If you want to call us, 347-994-1216, 347-994-1216. Give us a buzz. We're going to do a little chit-chat here, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. If we bring you on because we have people on hold already, get out what you need to get. Get us a question, and we'll get back to you real quick. But we'll try to keep it going, get all your stuff out so we can get to the next caller in the queue. So how's your week been, bro?
It's been busy. It's been eventful and busy. It's just, you know, the normal stuff with everything that we're doing. You know, it's just as crazy as it always is.
Well, did people see they got the refresh? You freshened up Team DDP Yoga. You freshened up DDPYoga.com. There's some pretty sweet changes there.
And actually, you know, because I'm always multitasking, I just actually changed up the spotlight for the week. I just did that like 2 seconds ago. So, I never stop working. So, well, even while we're on the air, I'm working on something.
That's cool, bro. That's why. That's why Dallas keeps you around. I'm still not sure why I'm here, but I'll be your lackey.
Yeah, and you know, actually, it's funny because I talked to Dallas three or four days ago, and he's like, you know what, I've got somebody to help me to remember stuff and be my memory, and he's like, I was going to have you do it, but you suck at it. But I'm like, he's like, but you're great at everything else, so that's good. I'm like, dude, I'm lucky if I can remember what day it is. So
yeah, if I can remember what underwear I put on in the morning, what color underwear I put on in the morning, I'd be in good shape, but I just can't. Man,
yeah.
Most of the days, it's like I'm wearing, the only thing I need to remember is I'm wearing milk bone underwear because it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yes, yes. I'm just going to leave that one go.
So most people are probably going to be pretty happy to hear that Steve has some good news because they officially funded what they were looking for Inspire the Movie.
Yes, and they reached their goal, which was awesome. And, you know, I think that Steve owes a couple of thank yous to Boomer, who really put it over a lot of times in the show.
Yes, Boomer was all about being the mouthpiece for Inspire the Movie, and he did a good job at it.
Speaking of Boomer, he was just announced he's our Warrior of the Week, so that's cool.
Awesome, and he follows Chad Collins, right?
Yes, yes.
So Chad was the very first Warrior of the Week. Congrats, Chad. And Boomer is number two, well-deserved and hard-worked for that, man. If you saw his update, and he just put it up this week with a little bit of a blog and some stuff, you're looking good, Boom. So everybody should check that out because that is a new feature that you guys came up with that everybody has a chance at.
Absolutely. And the you know, if you go to the Warrior of the Week page, I mean, if you go to the front of ddpyoga.com, it's on the slider. You can get to it directly from there. But there's at the bottom of the Warrior of the Week page, you can actually, there's instructions on how to enter there. You just need to send in your story and your pictures. But the cool thing about Boomer, though, is he's not the kind of guy that I would look at and say, well, he's going to be active on a website. You know, he's going to, I would picture him as, if he's going to do it at all, it's going to be on his own. But he's so active on the website. It's just, it's so great to see.
Yeah, and he's all over the place, and you know, he always calls in the show. He's a good fan to the show, and you know, dedicated to Team DDPY and DDP Yoga overall, and anything that it touches. Because you know, what's cool about it is when you see guys like that, and you see guys like Chad, is when they tell it to other people. You know, it lets you know that this isn't bullshit. It's real because these are real people that DDP Yoga is coming into their lives, and they're using it to actually make a lifestyle change. You know, and a lot of people look at weight loss programs, DVDs, you know, off-the-box DVD programs you get in Walmart or something like that. It's as a silver bullet solution. It's the next silver bullet they're going to try.
Absolutely.
And this is a permanent change, if you let it be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking about that today. I mean, because there's so many 90-day solutions out there and so many 30-day diets, and I'm not aware of anything out there that keeps it going the way that we do, and I love that.
Yeah, pick it up, and it gives you pieces. Now, some people will tell you jump right in. Some people will tell you take it bit by bit. Some people will say do all the workouts. You know, the thing is Dallas blended it. You got, you know, three phases of eating. If you want to go straight to the deep end, you can. If you have to put your toe in the very tiptoe of the shallow, you can do that too. And the cool thing is when you get it, you just have to be realistic that, you know, if you go in the deep end pretty quick, you're going to see some fast results. If you go in the shallow end, you know, you'll ease into it. But know yourself, you know, and be happy that once you put it into your life and start making it a habit after 30, 60, 90 days, it really does stick. I'm here over 2 years. May 10th was my 2 year. And while you walk away from it here and there, and when I say walk away, you might take a couple of days. You might let the 10% come in. But Dallas gave you all the building blocks to walk right back to it because it really gets stitched into the fabric of your life. It is your lifestyle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and there's funny things, you know, while you were saying that, I was thinking about Stacy, and that's a great example because she, for the first, what, 2-3 years, she didn't wear a heart monitor, so she was basically doing a Tai Chi version of the workouts, and she still got amazing results from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you slap the heart monitor on, and you're like, wow. if you want to sweat and kick it up a notch, man, really pay attention to the heart monitor, which is actually a really good thing to re-mention to people, because as we get new people, one of the same questions we get over and over is, you know, involving the heart monitor. And there's several questions, like, what's the best heart monitor to get? People sometimes order the program but don't get the heart monitor, which a Pyle heart monitor comes with a program, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If you order it now, it comes at you at a pretty good price, which you can't compete with, and it's actually a good quality monitor. And we, you know, the program kind of switched up to that one recently.
Yeah, and we were having issues with some of the older heart monitors that we were sending out, where the bands were weak, or they would get there and they would break easily, and that's really not the kind of product we want to put our name on. So we did a lot of research, and we actually bought like 5 or 6 different heart monitors to test, and that was the best one that we came up with for the right price.
Yeah, and what's cool about it, I know I've been out, and I have a particular one that I use, and I bought a pack in the day 2 years ago, which is still a pretty decent one, but it doesn't have the calorie counting. The cool thing is the new Pyle has the calorie counting, which a lot of people like as a feature on that, you know?
Yeah, you got the Omron, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the Omron.
Yeah, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah, and you can get all different flavors and styles, but, you know, people should know when you're ordering your program, go ahead and get the heart rate monitor with it. If they don't get it with the program, if for some reason they forgot it or didn't think they need it, Robert, can you tell them how they can get in contact to order it then?
Order the heart monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if, you know, you can always go to the site, but if you've already ordered, yeah, contact me, because we use actually a promo code for people who want to come back and order it later and still want the $20 discount on it. So just contact me at robert@dallaspage.com. And I'll be glad to hook you up with that that promo code. And I'm glad that you said that, Sparky, because we're actually starting something new right now. For anybody who bought Pack 1 and is ready to go up to Pack 2, we're going to be introducing a promo code that's going to lower the price of Pack 2 down by 30% to keep it more in line with what the combo pack would have been.
That's awesome, guys, because a lot of you people who came in maybe tried the Pack 1, and we're looking at the cost and whatnot, and now you're looking at the extra cost of getting Pack 2. Now you can get it all as one as it would have for the original pack of them together. That's cool. And I think one of the coolest things that you guys do as a program is you're not here to screw anybody. You know, if you happen to go to someplace else and you only buy a couple of the DVDs and you want to go back, a lot of people will say, or you forget the heart monitor, I'll just go on the site and buy it for the regular price. But, you know, you guys are going back and saying, you're here, you're doing it, here it is for what we would have charged you the first time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a business, and any business wants to make money, but we don't want to do it at the expense of the people doing it. I mean, because we have given, as you guys know, I mean, anybody listening knows how many copies we've given away and all the different things that we've done, and it's really about helping people. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's cool. And as I guess as we're getting into it, we want to talk about a couple other things. We'll start hitting about what's good about the heart rate monitor. Do we want to bring in one of our callers in while we're doing that?
Yeah, whenever you're ready. I've got we've got four. On hold that have been queued, and another one that I haven't queued yet. So we've got 5 people on hold.
Okay, yeah, let's start popping them in then.
Okay, we've got Osby.
How's
hey,
it going, guys?
Good,
hey,
brother. How you doing, man?
Hey,
doing pretty good.
You just come past your 30 days, right?
Yes, sir.
And let me ask you, because we were just talking about the heart rate monitor, and we say it all the time. I imagine, based on your results, that you've been using it, right?
Actually, I don't own a heart monitor.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not have one.
Wow.
We bought one from a different website around the time that I had purchased Pack 1. because we saw one on sale. I think it was a Bowflex heart monitor, and it didn't work the same way for the one with DDP Yoga, so I just didn't use it. I haven't been using one.
Oh, man. So you're perfect for us to tell why you should be wearing the heart rate monitor.
That's the only reason I brought Osby on was to set that up.
And that was an awesome setup. But one of the cool things, bro, about it is, like, I know you've had to been crushing it because you've lost. Why don't you tell the people how many pounds you lost in 28 days?
And I lost 30.2 pounds in 28 days, and now at day 33, I'm right over 33 pounds.
That's awesome. That's great. What's your goal? I mean, where are you at and where do you want to be?
Well, I'm about halfway there. I was wanting to lose all the weight that I had gained in college because, you know, they say freshman 15. We see it was over 4 years, I gained about 50 pounds. And I'm working on that. Right now, I started at 298, and now I'm about 266. 265, 266. So.
Nice. Well, you just blazed in the first couple of days now. And what workouts have you been hitting so that people know what, you know, how to get that weight off?
Honestly, I've been following the beginner, the track weeks, you know, 1 through 5 so far. I've just been doing energy and fat burner.
Nice. So those are my two favorites. That's a great tag team combo.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, one a day.
Nice. That's cool. Well, that's an awesome progress update for your first 30 days, bro. And you got your 6 picks up there. And I would tell anybody to go and take a look at it. If you have any question on what can happen in your first 30 days, take a look at Osby's profile. He's standing there looking pretty badass with a title belt over his shoulder there. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been an indie pro wrestler for about 5 years now. So. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, you know, have you been doing any matches while you've been doing the DDP yoga?
Yes. Actually, I had gained so much weight that I had stepped away from wrestling for about a year because I was kind of embarrassed. But now that I've lost so much weight, it actually... it's boosted my confidence, and I actually got back into wrestling about 2 weeks ago. So,
awesome!
That's cool.
Great.
Now, do the bumps feel? Can you tell a difference in the bumps now that you got yourself on the program? A little bit more flex.
Oh yeah.
It's
a lot easier to move.
That's cool.
Yeah, but we had Stevie Richards on a few weeks ago, and he said that he does fat burner before and after every match, which I think that's awesome.
Dude, that's a great. Go ahead,
Oz. I did have a question for you guys. I've been reading a lot on a lot of people's blogs and on the chat room about the plateau that people hit between 30 and 60 days. I'm actually kind of worried about hitting that plateau. When that happens, assuming that it really does happen, what is a good alternative? How can you push through that to continue to see results? Up the workouts, or
that's a great question, and thanks for that question. And I hit that, and I think a lot of people do. And I think depending on who you ask, you might get several different answers. And I think it depends on where you're at in the program too. The cool thing is if your IT-based workouts like fat burner and energy, kind of doing the they talk about muscle confusion in other programs. They talk about sort of switching the muscle groups up, hitting more planes of activity in your body, upper and lower. You're going to do that when you switch workouts. So that's one trick to do it. If you were in the diet and you're only doing – where are you at, phase one, phase two?
Phase one.
Phase one. Okay, perfect. If you hit, that's an easy change. The change in diet, if you're not completely gluten or dairy-free yet, go gluten, dairy-free, you're going to get a bump from that. If you haven't done the food combining and the organic, you might get a little bump from that. And moving through the stages of eating, that'll help. If you've already done all of those things, which I had done, and I had to find a way to sort of get past that, because your body kind of gets used to a certain weight after a while.
Yes.
And, you know, you'll hear a couple people, I've tried to juice fast and that's worked for me. You know, I've gone on a detox for about a week and I've done that, and that's helped me blaze past it. I've done, and a couple other people may have tried, like a calorie monitoring or calories, not a complete severe calorie restriction because you don't really want to go into starvation mode. But I bounced down to about, you know, 80% of what my normal caloric intake is, and that helps me get past it too.
Now, one thing I did notice when I actually went into phase one, I was cutting a massive amount of calories just because of how, you know, unhealthy I was eating before and all the soda I was drinking. But it's so weird. Once you go into that, my want for soda went away after about 9 days. Just completely gone. And, you know, I haven't wanted anything carbonated, you know, every 3 days now. It's just completely gone. It's weird.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, once you start clean eating, it's funny because, like, in Wheat Belly, they talk about, like, the sugars and how the wheat's engineered, how that, like, sort of plays a trick on your brain that you kind of need it, and you keep going back on this, on the sort of this cyclical pattern of your body sort of wanting it and needing it. And once you can get your body used to not being on it, you really don't need it, you know?
Right.
So, which is pretty cool. So, you got anything else for us, bro?
Not so much a question, but I was kind of hoping to chat with Mr. DDP himself, only because it was really surreal and it was just amazing for him to comment on some of my progress a couple weeks ago. Because, you know, I know some people had gotten calls from him when they started the program. I was one of the unfortunate ones who didn't. But it was just amazing to get one of those comments from him, and I'm like, wow, you know, he really does go through and talk to people and chat and, congratulate them on his updates. And it was just so amazing. And I'm hoping that maybe in the weeks to come, as my updates continue, I can call in and talk about that and maybe get to, you know, say hi to him or something. I was a big fan of him growing up, so.
Yeah, me too, man. I was total mark. He was like my number one dude in WCW. I'll always tout him as the original people's champ because that's what he was. Yeah, but he will tell you, if you put the work in, he doesn't mind, and if he can, he will try to get in touch with as many people as possible. Right. And I'm sure if you give the show a call, man, he'll take some minutes to definitely chat with you there if he doesn't otherwise. So he's definitely a genuine guy, and I mean, he's got to be going crazy right now because on top of like all the action on the site, his life has just changed radically. I mean, he's got the appearances on, you know, WWE. He's got workshops going off the hook now. I think he's had like 2 or 3 this month, right, Robert? And then he's got 2 or 3 next month, and they're all over the place. I think he did one in California maybe. He was just recently up in New York.
Yeah, and actually the day that he was in, he did the Raw show, he actually had an appearance that morning on a local television station. He had to be up at like 6 a.m. to do that.
Yeah. No, I imagine he's gotten really busy from this huge extravaganza of DDP yoga going, getting really big, so.
He does. And the thing is he'd appreciate it. When he hears that and he hears you say that, man, he's going to appreciate it. And he's going to try to keep getting in touch with it, with as many people as possible, but that's why it's cool. I mean, if you're here and you keep it rolling and you keep helping people and pulling it forward, I'm sure there's going to be a point where you're going to be in contact with them, because those of us who have been here for a while definitely get a chance to mix it up with a man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did have one more quick question for you. I'm wanting to get back into weight training. When's a good time to start that? Should I wait until I drop some more weight? Should I start now, or...
I would say as your body feels like it, because if you listen to the show last week, Zack Ryder was talking a little bit about his weight training schedule with it. I'd never really got into lifting weights that much, never lifted a lot of weight. Occasionally now I'll hit it every once in a while, but I'd probably say give yourself the 60-day mark, and that's just my gut. That's not anything. There's no physiological, like, backing behind that at all. But I'd probably say, you know, get your flexibility going as much as possible. Get your muscles used, your stabilizers used to the routine that you have. Because the one thing that will happen when you start lifting weights is that you're going to tighten back up again. So you're actually going to be working against some of the stuff that you're progressing with the flexibility with DDP yoga. Just sort of be prepared for that.
Well, thanks again, guys, for giving me the chance to call in. I love the program. It's changed my life, and I can't wait, you know, to work out again. It's the first thing in my life that's extremely motivated me to get up and eat healthy and work out. So
that's awesome.
Sweet. All right, Osby, thanks for the call, bro. Have a good one, and get us buzz back with your progress update in 60, if not before, man.
Definitely will. Thanks, guys.
Take care, bro.
That's pretty cool, man. He's got a pretty good transformation. If you look at it, if you look at his pics on the site, man, what grabs me, Robert, when you look at him, most of the people on the site, their first pics, their posture's horrible. They look miserable, you know? And then you see their 30 days. They're standing, like, upright. They got a huge smile on their face. It's not just the body change.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's so much that goes along with it. I mean, because, you know, like we've talked about before, I'm one of the small percentage of people who've actually done it to gain weight, and it completely changed my posture.
That's awesome. Yeah, because excuse me, we got a little thing going on in the throat here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before you do that, I think I got Doug. Is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, there you are. I thought you were going to slack on us, man.
I've been on hold for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, you were that call that I didn't get a chance to queue yet, so it's just because you were so
that
late.
Was me.
Yeah.
Payback sell.
Yeah.
Can you mute him?
I know the bromance. I know, I'm trying to get my bromance with Sparky. You got yours, so, you know, it's a battle of Sparky bromance, you know?
Hey, well, if it makes you feel better, you can totally have him. He's all yours.
Well, thanks, man. That breaks my heart. I'm just not going to go anywhere with that.
Oh, come on.
Hey, who else do we got then? Because we got a couple more people waiting. We can hit them up.
Next is Andy.
Andy, what's going on, brothers? It's Andy Fields.
Yo.
What's going on? So I'm just doing a progress report. I'm on day 43. I've lost roughly 15 pounds, and I started off with a 56-inch belly, and I'm down to about 48, 49 as of this morning. So.
Oh.
Nice.
You know, but I mean, yeah, my wife's like, oh my God, you look so much slimmer than you did yesterday. You know, that's the funny thing, you know?
That's cool.
Like, I've been doing it for 43 days, and like, you know, I was part of the May rush, but I never ordered because, you know, I'd started doing a Biggest Loser yoga DVD, a weight loss one. You know, my wife was like, it was like the only exercise I've done in almost 2 years. And when I first started, I was 312 pounds. So before I even got to my DDP yoga, 3 weeks of another yoga, I lost 12 pounds. So actually, I'm down about 27 pounds in roughly 2 months. So
nice.
That's good. Are you?
I'm loving it.
Are you following phase one or phase two?
I'm not really following the phases. When I started DDP yoga, I cut out bread and cow's milk and cheese completely. I do all my cooking at home anyway. So I mean. You know, I did have the occasional, you know, go to the sports bar, split nachos with the wife before DDP yoga. But I mean, I think since I've started DDP yoga, I went to a sports bar twice, and that was on vacation when I was on vacation. But I ate veggie burgers and sweet potato chips, so it was, you know, I took the healthiest route of all, you know. But the one thing, I used to be really fit back in high school when I was a kid growing up. I played all sorts of sports, you know, from basketball to roller hockey to tennis to swimming to golf to biking, you know. And I was always in shape. And then I graduated high school, decided not to go to college. And I took the road more traveled nowadays, you know, and ballooned up to my heaviest was 325 pounds.
Wow.
And, you know. I suffered from a lot of knee and back pain from my weight, and I had a lot of issues sleeping as well. In the past 43 days of DDP yoga, I think my wife said I've only had two bad nights of sleep.
Oh, nice.
So you were getting the elbow in the side this morning and the...
Oh, I just tossing and turning, you know. I mean, just tossing and turning. Couldn't get comfortable. The back was tight, like mid-back, lower back. And then the way I sleep with an arm under my pillow, so I'd wake up with, like, screaming pains in my shoulders. All that pain is gone now. In 43 days into DDP yoga, I didn't think I would get results that fast. I can now take my stairs two at a time, you know, instead of wobbling. Like, it's amazing. I drink water. That's all I drink other than almond milk. And I think the only dairy I get is my whey protein that I get from Costco, the Cytosport. You know, and then Doug, I mean, he made a good point because I was talking with him the other day about those, like, Boca burgers, and I didn't even realize to read the – I see veggie burger, and I'm like, okay, got to be healthy. No, there's soy and wheat gluten in there, so I have to cut that crap out of my diet now too. And that's fine because, I mean, now I'm taking pictures of all the food I cooked with the recipes and posting them on Team DDP Yoga, and it's fantastic. Like, this, the community there has really saved my life. When I don't feel like working out, I hop on the computer and I start talking to people. I'd never expected that to come out of something like this.
It's crazy. We used to have, like, zero people in chat before the before the Arthur thing hit, and it's pretty cool now because we have like a steady 40 people in there, and at any point you can come in and you can see, you know, Andy there, Stacy there, Val there, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, Doug's been in. And it's a great support system. And, you know, I'll give props to both Robert and Doug because sort of through the chat and being able to be online and having the community, that's sort of how I got my start and stuck with it. I mean,
it wasn't really because of Doug. It was more in spite of him, you know?
Well, one thing I've noticed about it is, like, there's guys like Slim and then Proctor who are just killing it, you know? And that's motivation in itself. And then there's, like, Ninja who's doing it while mothering three kids.
Yeah.
You know, she's killing it, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's inspired me since Monday to start doing the triple play of energy, red hot, energy fat burner, and red hot core all at once. Like, it's amazing. Like, how much, like, other people's work motivates me to do mine.
Yeah. You see somebody else doing what you're doing, and the best part about Team DDP Yoga is exactly that. You're going to find either somebody who's there who has experienced the same challenges that you got, whether you have, you know, home family life, whether you have crazy work life, weight, emotional, whatever it is, somebody there has hit it, has walked in the past. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel when you come in. Pop in there, ask somebody a question, and they'll help you out. But, yes, Robert, I did do it in spite of Doug. It was the only way I could get him to shut up.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's how he motivates people. He just annoys the shit out of them.
And then I just had two things. One was I wanted to thank Sparky for the Omron because, like that heart monitor rocks because I bought two crappy ones from Walmart where I had to put my finger on it. And, like, when my arm would get sweaty, it wouldn't read proper. So, like, I'm loving it. But my last question is like, my heart rate, like, my upper heart rate, you know, the 180 minus my age or whatever is 148. How many points am I allowed to go over that before I should drop into safety zone? Because I notice in Fat Burner in the 3-second push-ups, and even sometimes when I'm doing a diamond cutter, I can hop all the way up to like 163, 165.
What you want to be is you want to be about 85% steady all the way across. I wouldn't recommend going in that top level zone. It's like 90 to 100% for very long. That's what the safety zone's for, to bring you back down, because you don't want to tax your heart that hard and go that far over for that long of a period of time. That can actually do damage. I don't know, Doug, if you want to hop in on that from your experience with it.
You know what I would say is, can I actually talk? Is that okay with you and Robert?
If you make it quick, yeah.
First. what I would say is, unless you're actually have lost a lot of weight or you're an athlete, you want to stay away from that because that's not doing any good for your heart.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I mean, I notice myself, like, if I'm at, like, 152, which is just, like, four over my upper, yeah. I don't go into safety right away. Like, I kind of see where it's at because, you know, I can.
You know what you should do is you don't have to go into safety if you don't want to. Just do the moves, but just don't, just don't engage when you're doing them. You know, don't put the dynamic resistance. Just go just as you're doing them. If you're doing touchdown or if you're doing a move, just do it without the dynamic resistance till your heart rate goes down. That way you don't skip a beat. Then you can just re-engage and get back on what you're doing.
I would actually tell you, take the time when you sit back down off the call and figure out what 90% is for you to 100%. Make sure you don't go above that. Maybe if you're hitting 90, you know, here and there, you can just relax the engagement. But if you're hitting that 100%, you definitely don't want to do that.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
I also wanted to point out what you said earlier about the Boca Burgers, and whenever I immediately pointed that out to you and I said, send me the ingredients, and that's what a lot of people seem to miss is they don't check the ingredients. They'll just see gluten-free or they'll see something else, and they don't check the ingredients. So a huge thing that you're going to do is check the ingredients, and the less the better.
Yeah, I've stopped eating them. I've been, like, I make my own, like, I buy the Jennie-O turkey, the ground turkey, and I make burgers and meatloaf with that and just add my own veggies and everything, and it's a lot better.
Awesome.
Tasting-wise, so. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate for having me on here, so.
I appreciate
you
coming, bro.
Good to talk to you,
guys. Later.
Hey, guys, I wanted to give a quick shout-out because I saw her in the chat. And one of the coolest people on Team DDP Yoga and longtime listener of the show and biggest supporter, I'm going to call her the biggest supporter of the show, Katie Stifler. I was really excited to see. She's got 6 picks up on the site. And I'm going to say finally because I'm not sure that she had taken her full 6 picks before. She's a big inspiration, I think, for a lot of people, and it was really cool to see her have some pics with the man, DDP, floating around Facebook and whatnot. So,
yeah, I was glad to see that she could find time to join us today, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Little shout-out to you, Katie, man. It was really cool to see that, and, you got an invite when you ever feel like giving us a buzz. Feel free to do so. We'll get you on the show. We'd love to hear you, and I'm sure everybody else would.
Yeah, you just need to check your email from time to time.
So, we got anybody else?
Yeah, we still got we've got a couple more. We've got Jersey's up next.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Jersey, how you doing, man?
I'm wiped out. I put myself on a 30-day challenge. I run a mile and a half a day, and then I do DC, diamond cutter. And on my easy days, I just run and do energy or fat burner. This was all derived out of basically from all of our updates from, like, Dave Orth or Michael Mullins that have each lost, like, 35 to 34 pounds.
Oh, Mikey, phenomenal, man. He's looking good.
Yeah, and actually, I was talking to Dave earlier today, and they're actually on the same plane for Mexico tomorrow, which I found rather kind of funny. But hearing everybody else on the show before me, man, they've done a wonderful job, and it's all about inspiring the new people, also inspiring us old people. I've been here for about over a year and a half now, and I'm always finding inspiration out of these people.
Yeah, everybody is super cool. What's awesome about everybody who's on the line now, yourself, Robert, and Doug, is that between the four of us, I get the opportunity to talk to all of you and be inspired by all of you, and I think that's really cool. But I wanted to ask you something specific so the people can hear you talk about it real quick. Osby had the question about what do you do in a plateau. And I know from you and I talking, if you don't mind me saying that, you know, you've been oftentimes, you know, thinking like, how am I going to get past that? And you, with this sort of kicking up, you have some like real experience coming in right now about how you're sort of blasting past sort of, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a roadblock or a plateau.
How do I get through it is, I mean, honestly, I jumped in head over heels into the program. I went hardcore, And the problem with me doing that is that I go hard for a long time, then I pull out, and then I start saying, you know, I'm really hungry. I'm going to go grab a pizza. I'm going to go grab some drinks. That's not the way to go. I mean, and, as I see from other users, just take it nice and slow, gradually get yourself in the headspace. And really how I got past my plateau, how I got myself into this 30-day challenge is watching how everyone else is doing with their 30-day challenge that DDP issued. And then reading people's blogs, looking at the pictures, seeing how much weight they're losing. And that's motivating me to get past everything. Actually, from previous caller, Andy, I had a question for Dave about what happens when I'm if I'm under 160, and it's hard to take the 10-second push up easy. How do you do that?
Did you say for Dave, or that's Doug on the line?
Yeah, I meant Doug. I'm sorry.
Dave, Doug, don't matter. He'll answer anything.
Monster Vader.
Monster Vader, there you go.
All right. So you want about the 10-second push-up?
I mean, every time I do a 10-second push-up, I'm way over 160. And how do I take it easy when I'm in that? Because I don't want to quit doing that. I want to continue, but do I just stay in plank for 30 seconds, or do I go, do I continue, or I don't understand.
No, keep doing the push-ups. The thing is you don't want to stay that high for a long time. You know, if it jacks up to 160, 170 for a brief period, you're going to be okay, but you don't want to keep it in that zone up there. You'll want to bring it down. So if something causes you to go up the high, because anytime you do a challenging move, it's going to cause your heart rate to jack up. So as long as you don't keep it up in that range, you know, you'll want to do the move and then bring it down.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. My next question is, it's not really a question, it's a statement for everybody. I purchased the Omron heart rate monitor, as Sparky has suggested, and I wear that thing everywhere. I wear it when I go for a run. I wear it when I'm walking to work. I like to see when I'm in my zone, like what I could do to get in my zone. I use that religiously, really, to monitor how I'm working out, if I need to push a little bit farther or take it easy. So Sparky, thank you. From what I hear, you have a romance. From what I hear from everybody is you basically have a romance with everybody in DDP yoga.
Are you cheating on everybody right now?
Oh, he's a slut, I tell you.
Yeah, Sparky, I don't want to say that you're a gigolo, but you are.
That's me.
Yeah, but I just want to thank you. I want to thank Robert and Doug. Keep challenging me, because I'm gonna hit your push-ups pretty hard.
You know, all I can say is bring it.
All right, keep it up, man. Thank you.
Hey, Jersey, thanks for the call. Man, that's pretty awesome. You know, I should hit Omron up for a little percentage of the sales. But what I want to throw out there for everybody else. I hit the Omron for a long time, but
yeah.
when they were testing out the new heart rate monitors, I looked into these piles that are coming with the program, and seriously, they're out there. They're pretty good too. And you can get the Omron with a calorie counter. I'd say if you ordered the program and didn't get the heart rate monitor, take Robert up on the offer to grab the pile from them at the discount off the site, because it's going to be relatively the same cost that you're going to get from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get cow counting with it. So not downplaying any, both total quality, but, you know, why not hit the one with the program if you get it with the program? So.
And Doug, I mean, this question is for you, man. You know, Jersey – says, you know, he's one of the old people because he's been here for a year and a half. I got to respect that, because sticking with anything for a year and a half is good, but still, how long have you been here, Doug?
August 13th will be 3 years.
Yep. It seems like longer, man. It really does.
Well, it did, because I started 4.5 years ago, but that's when I did my fall and then got back up, you know?
Yeah, and you know, still props to Jersey, but still, you know, it's just we have a lot of new people coming in, but a year and a half, I'm like, dude, I've been doing it for 6 years. So,
yeah.
You know.
We could take – you've been doing it for 6 years, Robert, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Doug's 3.5.
Well, 4.5 when I first started, but then when I started back up, it's been 3.
So let's call it 10 between you two, and I got myself 2.5. So
yeah.
Between the three of us, we got 12 years experience. If we throw some of the 30-day guys in there, it's going to take a lot of them to climb up the ladder to us.
That's not putting us up
anywhere, but that's what it's telling you guys who's been here 30, who've only been here for 30 days. You stick with it, and it's going to be your lifestyle.
Absolutely, and that's the cool thing about it. It's not like, okay, you do it for 45 days and you find something else. You know, it's going to – one of the questions I get is a lot is, okay, I finished the 13-week program, so what do I do now? Do I just, you know – like the DVDs are going to challenge you as long as you do them because it's going to play to whatever level you're at.
Yeah. So – definitely, yeah. Sorry, those all do that. I've got people. I'm going to give a shout out to Jay Campbell. What's going on, brother? He's been in and out of the chat. Has said it has been here for a while. So
yes,
old time listener. So what's going on, brother? Do we got anybody else on the line we want to hit?
Yeah, we've got one more. We've got Russell.
Russell. And
hey,
everybody
guys.
Knows Russ as the Tuba Geek as well. What's going on, brother?
Not too much, guys.
Hey, Russ.
I wanted to, you know, I was listening in. congrats, Ozzy, man. Way to rock it, man. That's great. And the fact that you're doing it with the way you're doing it just blows my mind. I mean, that makes what I've done seem minor, but it's about the journey, not the destination. Wanted to call in, and I kind of want to plug something off to the side, non-DDP yoga related, if that's okay.
Yeah, what you got?
All right. Well, as many of y'all who listen in know, I've mentioned this several times, I have some special needs, and we're actually trying to do some fundraising to be able to pay for some more alternative therapies and things like that. We have set up a... We've set up a page at Indiegogo to get him set up with that. And I'm sorry if you guys can't hear me very well. I'll speak up more. Like I said, we've set up a page at Indiegogo.com. I believe the site is Indiegogo.com/PrayForAiden. I'll post that in the Teen DDP Yoga chat room. If anyone's willing to help out, it'd be greatly appreciated. Even if all you do is share and pass it along to your friends to be helpful. Like I said, every little bit we get helps us to be able to get things that he needs that aren't covered by our insurance.
That's cool. Bro, why don't you put that, do you have that up on one of your blogs or something on the site?
We just set it up today, so I will, I'll get that put up on, I'll post it in the chat room, and then I'll also post it I'll post it as a blog post on Team DEP Yoga.
Cool. So you got a question for us, or just a quick update?
I gave my 5 month update the other day, and of course I recently posted pictures. I've still got to get my other three poses compiled. My wife's been really busy, so she's not been able to put those together. But kind of a funny story. I showed the pictures to some of my coworkers the other day. And my boss, who's actually a pretty well-built guy, he saw my my fold-forward pictures and where my hands are flat on the ground at 5 months, and he looked at me and said, I can't even do that. I couldn't help but smile just a little bit to hear that my boss, who's in a lot better shape than I am, does not have that kind of flexibility.
Did you say, well, can you do this, grab him off to the side and give him a diamond cutter?
The only diamond cutter I give him is the one that we do in our workouts.
Oh, come on, man. Take his ass out.
Sweet. All right, bro. That's cool, man.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Take care,
hey,
bro.
You do the same. So that's That's Russ, man. He's been around making a lot of progress. So congrats on that, bro. And best of luck with that endeavor, man.
Definitely, so, definitely.
Do we actually power through every call?
I think, yeah, we did. I mean, and once again, despite having Doug here screwing things up, we did it.
Woohoo! And hey, we didn't even talk about the retreat. Woohoo!
Well, we did a little bit at the beginning. You were probably asleep then, but yeah.
You know what? I feel like talking about the retreat now. Can you put them on mute for a second?
yeah, no problem.
But, guys, so real quick about the retreat, because it's not like unless any of you are made of money, you're going to hop on a next-day flight and get down there. But it's going to be an awesome time because Doug's going to be there, Stacy's going to be there, DDP is going to be there, and a bunch of people are going to be. This is a booked-out trip.
Yeah.
And
don't let the fact that Doug's going to be there dissuade you. It's still going to be great.
Exactly.
Because the man is going to be there. He's going to spend time with all of you, making up for the time that Doug's actually spending with you, too. So
yeah, you're still going to come out positive.
In the end. Okay. But, no, seriously, though, it's going to be pretty cool because, Doug, you're actually going to take some really cool footage of everybody, and everything that everybody sees from the last trip is actually every bit of footage that you took while you were there, right?
Correct.
Hundreds of pictures, didn't you? Like 300?
Yeah, I tried to because, you know, being the first retreat, and, I mean, other than one or two other people had their cameras, you know, no one really took – I couldn't work out because my ACL was ruptured. But so I figured, you know what? What better time than to just go ahead and get footage and all that other stuff. So this – I know Steve Yu has actually, I think, sent a camera to Dave, and Dave's taking it down there, and him and I are going to do interviews with people, just get with everybody, take footage of the workout, and try to get a little bit more of the nightlife, too, so people can see what's going on there at night other than just pictures.
Yeah, so there should be some – he's doing everything he can to hook that up, and we're also putting up updates on the DDP Yoga Retreat Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be pretty cool. So if everybody doesn't know what's going on with that, you should check out the Facebook page to get the updates from last year. Check it this week for the updates from this year, and then think about saving now to go next year.
Definitely.
I'd ask Doug if he's going, and he might give me – I don't know if I'm going to make it, but he'll be there. Doug is the DDP yoga monster vader, and he's not going to miss something like that. I can guarantee it.
No, definitely not.
So,
I just got a quick message from one of our team members here. We'll, just to let everybody know, we are on our DDP yoga Twitter – we are 500 followers away from 16,000.
And that's at DDP Yoga.
Yes, which is really cool. So if you're not following, go follow DDP Yoga. Help us get over that hump.
Yeah, and you guys, the 30-day challenge is still going on. And despite any other challenges, if you felt like you haven't been able to get into it on time, there's no reason that you can't be proud of the progress you're making every single day. And post, you know, send out a tweet and just be like, I just hit this and owned it. Hashtag your workout, you know, give a shout out to Dallas, who is at Real DDP. And you would be surprised if you haven't had a phone call yet, you're definitely going to get a tweet back at some point. So people are very excited about what they're doing, and people are very excited about what you're doing. If you only tell them, they're not going to know if you don't tell them. So go there, go to Twitter, and go to Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, Sparky, we've got, I was going to say we got one last-minute caller, but it looks like we've got two last-minute callers.
Two last-minute callers. Okay, caller.
One is caller. From 856 area code.
Hey, guys, this is Dave Worth. How you doing?
Hey, brother.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing, Sparky? Doug?
Are you all packed?
Am I what?
Doug went his way back in. I think he got cut off.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, I should have hung up on him. Okay. No, that's Doug. Okay.
Damn all you right, bastards!
That was a mistake, Doug.
Dave, you're on your way down to feel like, you know, to see what it's going to be like to get punished by Dallas and Doug.
Man, you picked the wrong kid to go.
I know. I looked at the workout schedule that came with all the information, and I thought it was a mistake. I started scratching stuff off. Seems like it's going to be pretty intense for the time down there, but that's good. That's good. I'm looking forward to it. And should be a good time. Should be a good time. As far as packing, I am not even a quarter of the way started. I got quite a while to go trying to get everything.
Nice to go. A pair of shorts, a pair of Gucci's, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's probably it. I'll have everything but the kitchen sink on top of everything else. But
there's no reason, dude. There's no reason to pack. You can buy the tequila there.
Oh, okay. Oh crap!
Hey,
I guess
free.
I should.
Oh,
yeah.
Bring your swimsuit. You're good.
No, the only thing I don't know is if we're going to be drinking the tequila while we work out.
No, it's yeah. No. That, that's just. Yeah, it's just
hey, whatever's in your water bottle, it's all white.
That's true. That's
it's
true.
All clear.
That's true. Nobody will know until you fall over.
I guarantee you know that at least one day you'll be working out with a hangover.
Oh, I would presume so. But no, I just wanted to call. You know, I listened to everybody tonight. You know, everybody has incredible stories to talk about. You know, if you're in the chat. You talk to people on a daily basis, the weight loss, and, you see the pictures that people put up, about their transformations and their success. Everybody has a different story. Everybody's is unique. The community is great. It's, the support that I've gotten in the 6 months that I've been on the program has been incredible. I wouldn't be where I am now without you guys. And everybody else in the chat that I talk to on a daily basis, there's so many, if I said thanks to everybody, I'd be here all night. But, Sparky, Robert, Doug, Russ, Stacy, Val, Kate, all, it's just, the list is on and on and on. Eric Jersey, Eric Nichols, so many people since I started, and Kyle, talk to, people on a daily basis and, even outside of the chat, getting to talk to people and, hopefully, I've met some people already, Arthur and everybody down in D.C. and going to meet another group of people down, at the retreat. So it's going to, it's just so great and the community is great and, you just can't say enough about it.
Well,
it's not just a fitness program. It's a community that everybody is there to help each other, push each other, motivate each other. And if you're, down and struggling, we're there to help you out if you need help. We'll kick you in the butt if you need a kick in the butt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're one of the guys who really stepped up and became a big part of the community, and you're almost always there. I'm not sure you have a life at all outside of it, but,
No, it's okay. You can say I don't have a life. That's all right.
Okay, cool. as long as we're on the same page. But, really stepped up and did a great job with the new members, especially when we had this big explosion. You were one of the guys, along with Sparky and what's his name, that really stepped up and helped out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you know what? I go back to when I started. I was reluctant to jump into the chat and start talking. I didn't know what I had to really offer. But, Sparky and Doug and everybody just really made me. Is that it? Okay, I'm sorry. Everybody made me feel welcome. And, I wanted to pay that forward, as Sparky said before, welcoming everybody, we've talked about it before, when I joined all the welcomes that I got, and I didn't really understand it, I guess, at the time, but as time progressed, now, I get it, some of the messages might seem canned, but, the people are taking the time out of their day to do it, to put that welcome out there and put give you their information and their time so that if you do need help, anything at all, you can reach out. Just send a message. Hit me up in the chat for sure. Sometimes I may not be there, but most of the time I'm around somewhere and I'll answer you at some point. And I think Doug and Sparky and so many other people do such a great job, and it's an inspiration to everybody. And certainly everybody has except for myself has a life, but. It's about paying it forward and helping each other out and seeing each other succeed and achieve their goals.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
So anyway. I don't want to hold you guys up. I got packing to do, and, you know, going to be heading to Mexico tomorrow morning. So looking forward to that, and hopefully me and that other guy will be taking some pictures and some video, and, you know, we'll have some good stuff to put up.
Yeah, definitely. Have a blast out there,
everybody,
man.
Everybody else, leave what you do in your room.
Yes. And Dave, do me a favor, man. Buy Doug a drink. I would love to do it myself if I was going out there.
I can do that. That's no problem.
Even if it's free, just pretend to make him feel good, you know?
Absolutely.
And watch out for the SNK. So.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, you all have a good night. And, Doug, I will see you down in Mexico.
Yep, see you on Friday.
All right, have a safe flight.
You guys have a safe trip, Dave. Okay,
see ya.
I know we're getting ready to wrap this up, but I got a question from Slim Gilliam in the chat room.
Who's that?
Some dude. I don't know.
Some guy.
Yeah, some guy. He said, the question is from his wife. She's 10 pounds away from her goal of 135 pounds. What can she do to stop losing weight once she hits her goal? Less workouts, introduce certain foods, etc.
She's going to have to, to me, that's all about, you know, calories in, calories out at that point, making sure that, you know, she's not burning more than she's taking in. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Try to level it out. I don't know where she's at, Slim, with her calorie intake, if she's lower than if she's doing like a little calorie reduction or whatnot. But, you know, at that point, if she's maintaining, she can start taking in, you know, some more of the protein, some more of the healthy carbs and kind of keep things equal. What do you think, Doug?
I think that's a good point, yeah. You know, I think, Robert, you might actually be able to answer that one better because, you know, you didn't really have – you actually put on a little bit more weight than have to worry about losing the weight. But I would think kind of what Sparky said too is you might want to add a little bit more protein in there and just kind of keep a monitor on things and, you know, add some protein drinks or, you know, but make sure what you're eating is actually, you know, healthy stuff, not just the crap.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing because, I mean, I do a lot to try and put on weight where, you know, where I've been working on my metabolism, increasing my portions and things like that, but I'm certainly not an expert at it.
Yeah, so give that a shot there, Slim, and see what's going on. And just kidding with Slim before. It's funny because Slim has been here.
Dude, I've got some major echo. Are you hearing that, Doug?
Yeah, I hear it also.
Yeah, I'm getting it from...
Let me try something here. 1, 2.
All right.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, who was it?
I had Jersey. We still had him on, so it's all Jersey's fault. Once again.
Thanks, Jersey. Appreciate it, bro. But, yeah, Slim's been here for a short time and has had such a huge impact.
He's killing it.
He's done some cool shit, too, because he's doing some Ustreams during the day. He's like, screw it, I'm just going to put myself on Ustream. And he's just leaving it out there. Absolutely. I'm avoiding that at all costs, Katie. Sorry. I go to the chat when Katie says something. She can bring the show to a complete halt by asking me a question. But and only she will know what I just spoke about, and everybody else will think I had a stroke.
Yes.
But,
absolutely, Katie, absolutely. I was going to say something. Slim is killing it. I mean, and he's such a good guy, too. He's, you know, he's a no-bullshit kind of guy, you know?
Yeah. He's actually, he and I had been talking and inspired, and there's been some talk in the chat about with his Ustream stuff. I thought, damn, it'd be cool if we all got together. We still got to figure it out. I got to hit him up to see if we're going to do it maybe like a Ustream or G-Plus Hangout. Now that's kind of limited to like 10 people, but if a couple of us do it, doing like a midnight diamond cutter where we all just get on there and do a late night and everybody just jams together. I think that'd be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to do like a freestyle one, you know, have somebody lead it.
I could do that.
Yeah.
It's funny because I when I was going for certification before some things changed and I slacked a little bit, I did 2 workouts on Vimeo and kind of left them hanging out there.
And a couple of people saw them and started asking for them. So I threw a little password protection and some notes up there about, you know, making sure you're healthy before you hit it. But
yeah,
people have hit those. But people underestimate actually taking a step outside of themselves and sort of throwing their own workout together. You could definitely do that. If you're looking for a little spice in the workout, there's no reason why you shouldn't try to throw your own 20-minute workout together. You can really nail it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I just did it twice. You hear that? Shit.
It's an echo in here.
No, it's an echo. It wasn't me.
Yeah, so, I'd kind of be remiss if I didn't sort of pump up Dallas for, what is it? Was that 2 weeks in a row and two appearances? He was back on Raw this past week for the 1,000th episode.
Yeah, that was all, I really, it was great to see him, granted, but I wish it was just Dallas coming out, not all the legends, because I want to see him. It was cool to see the legends, but I wanted to see more of him.
Yeah, but the cool thing was, and you brought this up to me, and I was kind of watching as you did, he was center on camera, so you got to watch him no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, because if you back it up to right when the legends come in, he like hustles in there and to get right next to Lita, because Lita's going to be on camera. So yeah, he made sure he was right there, which is, like he said, it shows that you're a pro. You know where the camera's going to be.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He knows what's going down, and it's like if we got a couple minutes, you want to carry over for a little Raw talk?
I can do that.
Okay.
Is
anybody
Doug
else
here, or are you just asleep?
No, I'm here. I'm just keeping quiet.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, so I'm not like you, so it's kind of weird.
He's got a little self-imposed silence, but one of the best laughs on the
over my lane.
Like it's ever stopped you before.
But, yeah, on the whole, I mean, you and I had tossed things back and forth about it, and I'm sort of one of those jaded fans that was like, I went to everything. I lost my romance. I lost a little bit of the love for Raw after the last one I saw live, because everyone that hit Pittsburgh, I had tickets. I was there. I would actually make sure that I got tickets in the seats where they used to come in the arena, were called igloo seats, that were opposite side camera, so I could watch myself when I got home. But it was the one Flava Flav was in. It was one of the last ones Batista was around for.
Yeah.
And I can just remember, man, it was cool because Meatloaf was there too, but honest to goodness, I mean, when you're watching on TV, yeah, you get distracted by commercials and whatnot, but when you're watching it live, I mean, you have a couple of dark matches and whatnot to keep you occupied, but the constant promoing and guests, and at least at that time, they had all these guest spots and whatnot, man, just wore me out. So it's taken me a while to sort of get back into it. But
yeah, I was seriously burned out on it myself. I mean, because I stopped watching for about 2 years. The last match that I saw was the Ric Flair retirement match at WrestleMania a few years ago. I had to see that match, but after that, I didn't watch for about 2 years.
Yeah, I've been getting back in. Now, I record it every Monday. I don't have a chance to watch the kids, like all the other stuff, but I watch it over two or three days. But I've been so into it recently that I actually got WrestleMania this year, which was pretty damn cool. And I've been looking forward to this 1,000th episode just to see what was going to happen, because they were bringing so many guys back. And I was so impressed at the beginning. Like, the previous 2 weeks before this, I mean, I know you got a little bit of the backlash from me when we were talking about it.
Yeah, just a little.
Like, the first 40 minutes of each of the previous two Raws, there were only two matches apiece. So in the first, in an hour and 20 minutes of Raw, there were only four matches. And that just blew my mind. And the whole, AJ, Brian Punk, proposal scene and whatnot, I just couldn't believe, that they had to put pull punk down with it. And I say pull punk down with it because that just seemed to go on forever. It was killing me.
Yeah.
And then this week, to watch DX come out and watch one of the best guys ever, and all those guys were pretty good, except, you know, if you notice, X-Pac never got the mic.
Yeah. there's a reason for that, I'm sure.
Yeah. But between Shawn Michaels and, well, HBK and Triple H, those guys put on a clinic. They talked for like 20 minutes. There's like, it was like a 20-minute promo that they did in the ring. And I'm sitting there studying it, thinking like, why is this so much better than everything else? And then it hit me. It was like they always moved when they were in the ring. They were always saying something entertaining, and they kept you focused and entertained when they said it. It wasn't, and they were always saying something different and keeping the dialogue moving. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think that's something that's missing with some of the newer guys. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's something that kind of hits me. I'd say it almost rubs me the wrong way. And, you know, I've been harping on that there's too many promos, but I just think it's the quality of them is what's really killing me.
Yeah, because I don't think the amount of promos. I mean, because before you get to a pay-per-view, like the show before a pay-per-view always has more promos. But I think in general, the amount's pretty much the same. It's just the quality isn't there. I mean, because when you go against guys like Triple H and HBK and Jericho, those are big shoes to fill. Those guys
are
just huge. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think now the
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Doug.
I think now the dialogue is a lot longer than it used to be. You know, before when they would banter with each other, it'd be maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Now sometimes it goes on for 5, 6, 7 minutes, and that kind of gets a little old at times, you know?
Yeah, and it really depends on what's – I mean, because if you've got – you know, when the Brock and Cena were doing it before the match at WrestleMania, that was – some of them ran a little bit long, but for the most part, that was really entertaining and it really pulled you in. But, you know,
yeah.
You put Daniel Bryan in the same spot, and it's not going to go over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, and I think those guys, and one of the biggest things about it when they go on like that, and I don't mean to pick apart Bolt's appearance because, man, I love him where he's at. I just, you know, the thing, I can't tell if he's being held back by being handled now or not, but when he was talking to Jericho, you know, it was just like going back and forth, he just kept saying the same thing over and over and over and over, and I think that's what killed me.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got
the dialogue's not fresh.
Yeah, I think he's got a huge, huge potential. I think it's, you know, obviously he's got Money in the Bank. They're pretty much guaranteed a championship run of some sort, but I think he's got a huge potential in the WWE, but yeah, they need to work on that, his mic skills a little bit if that's him, because normally he does pretty well.
Yeah, because I always look at him, and I used to, you know, Mr. Perfect. I look, and obviously, like, with the hair and the attitude, I mean, he's got that sort of, you know, that sort of style.
Yeah.
But, man, if he could fill those kind of shoes, that would be, man, phenomenal for him to do.
Absolutely, and those are big shoes to fill. But, yeah, I mean, I think, and like I said before, couple of days ago when we were talking, within the next couple of years, he's going to be one of the mainstays in the main event battle.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. But I think what they did on Monday was phenomenal. You know, probably coming into this, I'd say some of the Raws, if I were grading them, I'd grade them harsh. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give them a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give that like a 9.5. Even, and I wasn't anticipating 3 hours being a good thing. Because I was like, oh, there's
still,
you know, fill it with more crap, but it was actually, I thought it was actually really, really good what they did. I mean, there's only a couple spots. I actually didn't mind the wedding. I actually thought that wasn't too bad. You know, AJ is just kind of like, you know.
Well, whenever there's a wedding angle, I cringe. I mean, other than Macho Man and Elizabeth, I don't want to see it. I don't have, you know, it's wrestling. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I think they kind of plowed through that as fast as they could without it, like, really damaging too much. And I think the angle played pretty well, but you know, I took a couple points off with her getting the GM. That kind of like just blew me away a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to have seen What's that?
Go ahead.
I would love to have seen William Regal or Teddy Hart or Teddy Hart or Teddy get it or somebody, but that I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where you kind of have to see what happens or what they do with it.
Yeah, because I was really looking forward to it as, okay, they're seriously, okay, now here comes the serious GM that they're going to have who's going to stick there for a while. And once I saw that, I was like, she is not going to be there. Like, she can't be there for as long as, you know, what, you know, they made it out to be, like, the full-time GM. I just can't see that happening. Although, it sounds like Katie might disagree with me. And that's absolutely fine, Katie, but you're wrong.
Yes, okay, Katie, yes, AJ is awesome. I love her character. I love the way that she's portrayed it. But that personality to me is not even a close to a good fit for the GM role. Yeah, I'm talking to Katie in the chat room. Damn it, she's my girl. Wait a second, am I talking to the wrong person here? No, I think I'm talking to Katie. Who cares?
Yeah, you're talking
but to. Yeah, but she's. I love her character. I love how quirky and unpredictable she is. I think it's a great. The way she plays it is really, really well. I love how she pulls it off. But I don't want to see that as a GM.
I think the GM, you need that kind of like sort of hardline, tough ass, but at the same time somewhat buffoony kind of, you know, tyrant overlord, you know?
Steven Regal, yeah.
Yeah, which would be awesome, but we'll see what happens with that. I think, you know, what came off awesome was Kane and Taker.
Yes.
Together. Now, I took points off for the jobbers coming out. Jinder Mahal, I actually couldn't understand what he was saying when he first came out. He was just, like, rushing through it. They should have just sent him to the ring and had the two guys demolish him without giving the guys a mic. But
yeah, he had, like, I mean, he really reminded me of Lanny Poffo. He really did.
Really?
Yeah, just the cadence and the way that he talked.
No, you don't mean Jinder Mahal, though.
Wait, yeah. No, I'm sorry, no. You're right, I'm confusing him with the other guy. He got attacked by DX. What's his name?
Yeah,
Sandow, Damian Sandow.
Sandow, yes.
Whew,
yeah,
I
know.
I can understand your confused voice there.
Because he's kind of got that, like, you know, rhythmic, poetic, you know, way about the way he speaks, which and he could be pretty cool and pretty interesting when he comes out. But the whole thing with, like, you know, Taker and Kane, man, those guys kind of came out and just rolled in. And man, without the mic, they would have been good. But that's the only thing that killed me right there. But overall, man, that entire thing was awesome. And then leading up to Punk. Man, Punk is just on top of his game right now.
Oh, yeah, and I'm really glad that they're taking him out of that the face and putting him as a heel. I think that he's more of a natural heel anyway.
Yeah, and sort of as a face, it was like he pulled it off right for what he could pull it off as. And, you know, I look at him and I look at Jericho kind of in the same mold. Like, as far as how talented those two are, I think they could roll each of those guys out every week and flip them every week, and it would work because those guys are so talented that they could pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of look at him as more like a Stone Cold because he is kind of that anti-hero thing going on where he could flip a switch from week to week and be heel or face, whatever you wanted.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. That's pretty cool. I mean, which they haven't had something quite like that since Stone Cold, so it'd be great. But he's like, super talented, and as far as any of my mic gripes, like, he is the one guy that's in there right now that definitely handles himself the best on the mic for that. Like, any promo that he does is really, really good.
Yeah, and very natural, and, you know, just the expressions he gives when he's not talking, you know, just carrying it through. He does an amazing job.
Yeah, and Wow. Katie actually says she has a favorite that is Punk right after Jericho. And Katie, you should have called in. I told you before you should have called in.
Well, she's just so busy, you know.
I know, and this is in her wheelhouse. Yeah. And Kyle just mentioned, and man, Sheamus, and I really loved seeing him with Sin Cara and you know, Ray Ray. That was, man, having him, his, you know, his size of those two guys was just a cool, you know, six man match.
Yeah, and Katie just mentioned that Sheamus is doing DDP yoga now, and that's true. But the funny part about that is that at the Raw that Dallas was on a few weeks ago, you know, he met Sheamus, and I had to get it to him like the next day because it was just before holiday. I think it was just before July 4th. But I had to get it to him like the next day because he was going to be on a Tuesday because he was going to be home on Wednesday. So I went down and rushed down and I got it overnighted out to him, and I had to send him another one because his wife wouldn't let him keep it. Because she took the work. She loves it so much, she won't let him have it.
That's funny. That's cool, though. And yeah. There are calls for Katie to call in. And well, I put the challenge out there, and I'm making it public, Katie, because I like to call people out every once in a while. The next time that Stacy is unable to join us, I think, Robert, what do you think? We leave the chair open for Katie.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think that's one of the best show ideas that we've had.
Well, I think that we probably need to confer and ask Doug first to make sure that's okay. Doug? Dude, he dropped, you lazy son of a bitch. Okay.
Well, maybe that's the key to us.
We've been rallying on about Raw for 20 minutes, and, you know, it was a great show, but, I think you're right, bro.
That was too much for him. So, yeah, and just to close it out with DDP's appearance, which was awesome, don't let that overshadow how great that Lita looked back in the ring. She had it.
Oh, God, yeah. I've had a love affair with her for Lita for a long time, so yes.
Yeah, she was the ultimate diva for me. But, you know, who competed, and she was there, and I was kind of surprised that she only got, like, she got a little bit of a promo talking about her Yoda. Well, she did have a Yoda there who's kind of hanging on her at the end, but Trish Stratus, she looked pretty good.
And I wonder if she got that to kind of, you know, because the DDP has been getting a lot of attention for DDP yoga. I wonder if she got that opportunity to kind of pay her back because, you know, she's a big, obviously a big part of the WWE, and you know, they hadn't really mentioned her yoga.
Yeah, because she's got a couple things. She's Canada-based, and she actually has a few studios, I think, up there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, she does, but it's from what I understand is traditional yoga, which, you know, I personally have no interest in, so.
Stratosphere yoga, thanks, Jersey. Yeah, which is good. I like to do it in my home, do it when I'm traveling, the anywhere DDP yoga, man, because it gives you the tools to do anything, anywhere, to own your life. So, with that, I'm packed. I got nothing else. You got anything you want to say to the people?
Dude, I think I've insulted everybody, so I think I'm good.
That's perfect. So now that we've reduced our audience to nothing, actually, you know what's pretty funny? We've kept 26 people in the chat listening, and we actually flew over our time period for when we normally cut it off by almost a half hour.
And that's, you know, that's gotta, we're going to be doing something right. I mean, I think maybe it's because Doug dropped that helped, but... You know, we're going to be doing something right. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I could end this in a way that would really put the icing on the top, but...
Okay.
That's cool, let's do it.
I don't care what it is, man. No, go for it. Whatever you got, brother. I'm behind you unless it sucks, and it was a bad idea.
All right. Well, I just want to thank everybody for calling in with all the great updates, man. It really shows people... What's going on? Is somebody taking a dump? What is it? Rubbing sandpaper together?
I don't know. What do you hear?
Dog barking or something.
Okay.
Can I go now?
Yeah, please. No, I'm waiting for you.
Okay. So, yeah, everybody for calling. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, your inspiration is everybody else's motivation. So keep it coming. You know, Katie, great to have you in. Absolutely one of the best. Love having you here. Everybody else.
That was for Katie.
She deserves all the applause. If we had one listener and it was her for the rest of the time, that'd be fantastic. All you other people, we love you, but we got to get going. Remember, when the 10% comes in knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.